Business is also slower for some property owners in Flint. One landlord blames the water crisis.
It's getting harder now to not only keep the tenants that are currently in the homes, but yet try to get new tenants to move into the homes that are vacant. I mean, one of the first questions I get, it used to be, is that a good neighborhood? And now it's, is that Flint water?
Rental agent Mark Masters with TDM Realtors in Flint sat down with Stateside's Mercedes Mejia and talked about the impact the water crisis is having on his business.
Mark Masters started working in his family's business in the late 1980s. Then last spring, he started getting calls from some of the company's 300 renters that something wasn't right with their water.
When they switched over to Flint River water, it increased my workload as far as maintenance because I started getting tons of calls of people complaining about, you know, now my water's smelling, now my water's discolored, now this. So I'm having to send my guys over to all these houses and we're tearing apart systems because we thought it was us at first. We were thinking, guys, if the water heaters are bad or what little bit of piping might be left in the house, some cast iron pipes, and they get corrosive. I mean, so yeah, that's where it got really costly on us.
So right from the beginning, there were costs associated with the Flint water problem for Masters and his business. And that's on top of what he says are already pretty high water bills in Flint.
Just alone, there's four charges on a Flint bill. You get a service charge. That's just water coming into the house, not even using it. There's a charge. Then there's a water, the actual physical use of drinking the water. Then there's a service charge of the sewer, taking it out, and the actual charge of the sewer. And just those two service charges, if you had water here and never even turned on the tap, it's $57 just to even have the ability to even have it to your house. And then you turn on the tap, and you're paying more than pretty much anybody else in the country.
And that's just for a single-family home. According to Masters, his renters pay a hefty fee just to get the water turned on.
The other bad part is since I am a landlord and we do rent properties here, in the city of Flint, they implemented I have to charge a deposit, a water deposit, to move you in the house to get services on. So still, right now, you have to pay a $325 water deposit to get your water turned on. For what, something you can't use. I mean, that's the real cry of shame here, is people can't even use it, but yet we're getting billed for it every day. So it's like paying for a piece of cake you can't eat. You just get to stare at it through the window, and it's not fair. And a lot of these people just don't have the money.
And he says all of this could have been avoided if the government just did one simple thing.
For about $100 a day, to put this one chemical in the water that's an anti-corrosive, that helps to not eat up the pipes, and we wouldn't be sitting here. We wouldn't have billions of dollars worth of private repairs that I don't know if they're going to do. The problem is if, like I said, if I took you around these neighborhoods, there's whole city blocks that are gone. Maybe a house on where it used to be 20 houses. There's one actual livable house, and the rest are just a wasteland. Looks like an apocalypse movie. And so why would the city spend that kind of money to run all new piping down these streets to feed one house? They would almost have to just buy people out and shrink the city right down.
Rental agent Mark Masters is obviously frustrated with the situation in Flint, a city that has seen its fair share of problems.
Not only murder rates and poverty rates and all that, but now you got water that's... My thing, I was going to produce a t-shirt, so if anybody does and makes money off it, my thing was, if the lead and the bullets don't kill you in Flint, the water is. So I mean, it's, you know, I thought I'd get rich and get out of this town with that. But
adding to his frustration, Masters says the water crisis happened right when it seemed things were turning a corner in Flint.
I mean, it's just a struggle. You think things are starting to go good. Miller Road, they're starting to build all kinds of stuff and it's starting to look good, but then yet we keep getting kicked back. You take one step forward and get pushed back three.
That was Mark Masters with TDM Realtors in Flint talking about how the water crisis has affected his business.